We're talking with David Sanger. He's chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times and author of the book The Inheritance, The World Obama Confronts and the Challenges to American Power, and Michael O'Hanlon, director of research and senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, co-author of Toughing It Out in Afghanistan. Here is Grant in Washington, D.C. Grant, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, great show. I just wanted to know, whether or not the New York Times should be considered a credible source for reporting on the region, particularly when a New York Times reporter has a son in the IDF. And I'd like to know if O'Hanlon is still getting a lot of money from Israeli Haim Saban for his research and what we should think of that in terms of his credibility.
The conspiracy theorists have surfaced. Gentlemen, care to comment at all?
Well, you know, since he started with the New York Times, and then we'll let him turn to Brookings. The last time I looked in Pakistan and Afghanistan, I have not seen the Israeli military as a significant operating source there. So if we have a New York Times reporter with a son in the IDF, and I think I know who that reporter is, and there's no reason that the reporter's son should be limited in what he does by what his father may profession is. I'm not sure it has anything to do with our reporting on Afghanistan or Pakistan. I'll let Michael defend Brookings. That's not my territory.
I'll just very briefly say that Haim Saban, in my eyes, is a great American whose largesse I have not benefited from. I wish I did, but I don't. We have a number of people who support us at Brookings. We try to be transparent about that. We even have Arab governments that support us as well in one way or another. So I think for think tanks, the key to trying to handle these sorts of concerns about conflict of interest is transparency and diversification.